running other places down, but majority of the church world today doesn't know what it is to rejoice in the Lord like you do right here. Amen. I felt enough of God this morning to do anything.
Yes.
Anything.
That's right. Amen.
And the majority of the people does not know what it is to rejoice in the Lord like this. Amen. I'm awed. I'm awed by His presence this morning. It's been wonderful. It's been good. And like I said, if we went home right now, it would be just saved. We could say it's been great to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. And I thought maybe that's what we'd do. We'd just sing a while and then we'd go home. It ain't that I don't want to preach. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, if you would. We'll start reading at verse 7. Hebrews 11 and verse 7. You have it?
Yeah.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude. What faith! And as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable.
Yeah.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. They desire a better country that is a heavenly. Wherefore, because of this, that's what that means, because of this, God is not ashamed to be called their God. And He hath prepared them a city. He hath prepared them a city. You may be seated. All the faith that we have in the world would not be right, would not be finished, if He had said, God hadn't said, and He's prepared for them a city. That is the last, that's the benefit of our faith. That's the reward of our faith. Because we've trusted God, we've waited upon the Lord, and we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Brother Paul.
If the Lord will help me this morning, I want to preach on a simple thought of characteristics of pilgrims. Just some characteristics of pilgrims. The first thing, they're a stranger. A foreigner. An alien. From a person or a thing. Without the knowledge of, without a share in, one who receives and entertains another hospitality with whom he stays or lodges. One who comes from a foreign country into a city or land to reside there by the side of the natives. A sojourner in a strange place. A foreigner in reference to heaven as a native country. One who sojourns on the earth.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, hardly where to start here.
Come on, brother. Hallelujah. Lord. Glory to God.
We're so tied up here. We're so engrossed here with what we're around, with what is in our lives. We're so engrossed upon our bank accounts and our belongings and our what we've obtained here in this world.
Yeah.
If you took that away from a lot of people, they'd leave the church. They'd get out because they'd be so confused. Why did this happen to me? They'd forget that they were strangers here and pilgrims looking for a better country. When we quit looking for a better country, it means that we have become a citizen of this world. I know that's a little stiff, but that's exactly what it is, that we have become a citizen of this world. I am not a citizen of this world. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Abraham he obeyed the call when God said to him, to get out of this country and go to another place where I'll show you. I'll bring you there. And your family's going to inherit this place. Your heirs are going to inherit this place. And they're still looking for to inherit it one day. But my Bible tells me here in the scripture that I read to you that Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. He wasn't looking for no permanent dwelling place down here. And that's one of the reasons that we can't serve God and do the work for God like we ought to, is we're too tied down to what we have. We're too tied down to the system and to the styles and to the things that we get pleasure out of through the flesh. But the spiritual man in the process of this is dying a lot of times. God help you and I to realize if we're going to be true, born again Christians, amen, we're going to have to be looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. He obeyed the call when God spoke to him and said, get out of this country and go to one that I show you. That I'll show you. He obeyed the call. Now he was a little slow getting there, Brother Dan. He it was about 15 or 20 years of time that elapsed in there. And I think it was because his father was with him and his brother's son was with him. And they shouldn't have been with him to start with because God spoke to him, you get out of here. And sometimes, you know, we've got loved ones or we've got things that we hold on to and we can't really go to that country that God has spoken to us to go to because we love them too much. We love the things of this world too much. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. God spoke to him. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. That was the first thing he did, was obey. He began to load up his stuff, get his servants together, got his cows together, everything that he had, and he started on his journey. You know, maybe the reason, one of the reasons that you're not traveling this way too good, you're not making any progress on your journey, it may be because of the servants and the things that you have down here. Oh, I'd like to have money just as much as any of you. I don't know why I don't have it. Now, it's really none of my business. You say, Brother Ross, none of your business. No, that's what God, that's what he's brought me to. Everybody can't be rich. I talk about my boat when it comes in. I say, my boat's coming in one day, and then I can buy that. Then I can have that. Amen. Well, the call for heaven may come before my boat. More than likely it will. But amen, if my boat never comes in, I'm going to keep on traveling to the far country. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And without, he went out not knowing whither he went. We started on this journey, didn't know what God has got for us. Amen. A lot of times people didn't know the will of God for their life, but they started out and then God revealed to them his will for their life. Amen. And they were no good to God until they found out the will of God and began to obey God. The reason that you're not enjoying your salvation this morning, it may be because you're not doing the will of God. The characteristics of a stranger is they obey God. They're just passing through. They obey God. He never, one of them was, he never settled down.
Amen.
He kept moving.
Come on now.
You've got to keep moving.
Right.
You know, God called Israelites out of Egypt's bondage.
Yeah.
He said, I got a place for you.
Right.
Come on now. I got a place for you.
Right.
Yeah.
He got them there. He got them out of Egypt and got them there, and they would not go up.
Come on,
come on, brother.
Come on.
They would not go up.
Amen.
They got discouraged. They backed up.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, they paid a price.
Yes, it is.
Did you know for 40 years,
yes,
they died off? 40 years, I'm talking about. You figure it out sometimes when you get, and it was probably about 3 million people that died off in the wilderness.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Only the 20 years old and down went in.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, yeah.
It cost them a great price.
Yeah.
It cost you and I a great price because we won't put our whole hearts in it.
Yeah.
Everything that God has given us, that belongs to God.
Yeah.
The wife and I figured it up, and I think it was over six, if the 40 stretched out over every day of the 40 years, it would have been over 600 people died every day. You know why?
Come on, brother.
Because disobedience.
That's it. That's it, brother. That's it. Come on.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Thank God.
We have forfeited so much that we could have because of our disobedience and because of our unbelief.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen, amen, that's it. Come on.
Oh, Holy
Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
He looked for the city. One of the characteristics of Abraham, he looked for a city which hath foundations. Amen.
Right.
He looked for an eternal city.
Yeah.
Yes, God had promised him some property here. God had promised his descendants the property there. But Abraham kept his eyes
right
upon that eternal city. Come on. I know God has promised us some good things here, but I'm telling you, when you get caught up in those good things here, you lose sight of that eternal city.
Preach. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And when you lose sight of that eternal city, you're not any good to yourself or anybody else around you. You're more of a stumbling block than you are a blessing.
Preach,
come on, please, bro.
Preach and go ahead. Oh, my. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I wonder sometimes when people look at us, you tell them you're a Christian. They see you so rooted and grounded in this world. And you've took up all of your time doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's right. You spent your time in this world seeking for pleasures. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seeking for wealth.
Yeah.
Seeking for popularity.
Right.
Come on. We're thinking of ourselves. Let me tell you something, young people. You should never lose sight of where you're going.
That's right.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it costs you. It could cost you your soul. Then he takes to me. My reward is not down here. My reward is in that eternal city. And he never lost sight. That's one of the characteristics. Sometimes this world should, hey, have to get our attention.
Come on. Come on, brother.
Because we got our eyes.
Right, go ahead.
Upon another place.
Yes, amen.
But we are so adjusted. We are so adjusted to here. They can't see that faraway look in our eyes. I want the world to know that this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
I don't want to get adjusted.
Amen.
To this world. I've got a home that's so much better. I'm going to go there sooner or later.
Amen.
That's it, brother. That's it. Glory.
I feel like preaching now. I'm glad. I'm glad I got to preach now.
Preach, brother.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, brother.
I feel like I about run my race.
Come on.
I want to say something. I don't want to boast and brag. I'm not done near all I could have. Here, year or so back, I don't remember how long it was, I really was praying and really was seeking God. Every time I went to pray, the Holy Ghost met me and just touched me. I enjoyed it tremendously. God was there every time. And I really was praying and seeking God. And the wife says to me, after a while, she said, "You're not fixing to leave me, are you?" If time lasts, I may. Yes. But it won't be a drudgery.
No.
No, it'll be a blessed hope. It'll be joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let me ask you a question right now. Could you leave right now?
Yes. Come on, brother.
Come on. That's a good question.
Are you tied up in your job? Are you tied up in your bank account? Come on.
Come on.
Are you tied up in your home?
Preach. Come on. Preach. Hallelujah.
I can leave from right here.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Woo! Yes, feel like running.
Yes,
I said I can leave from right here.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Amen. Glory be to the living God.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
He had a telescope vision. Abraham did. These all died in faith, not having received the promise. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. Having seen them afar off.
Right.
Yes, I'm staying by the natives here. Yes, I've got a piece of property. Well, I did have. I signed it over to my daughter not too long ago, my oldest daughter. And I said, now here, I'm going to live in it. You pay the taxes. She said, I'll pay them, Daddy. I'll pay them. And she has, and she will. I'm not worried about it. Amen. I don't have long here. Why should I worry about those things? They take up a portion of our minds. They take up a portion of our time that we could be given to God. That we could be working for God. Amen. That we could prove to God that we love Him. Amen. A telescope vision looks far off. They don't look, it's not for nearsighting. You see yourself with your natural eyes on the near sight, but it takes this telescope, amen, to look into that foreign country over there that God said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Be careful now. Be careful, Brother Ross. Make sure that your bank account and your home and your automobile don't pull you away and cause you to lose sight of the heavenly home. That's right. They acknowledged their faith. Now let me tell you why. These all died in faith. These all died in faith.
Yeah.
They didn't lose their faith, Brother Dan.
No, sir.
They died in their faith.
Right.
When they lost their last breath, breathed their last breath, they still had the faith.
Yeah.
They still believed that God had a better place for them.
Yeah. Come on, man.
They still believed that they had a better place to go when they lost their last breath. But having seen them afar off, here's what it should be with us. They were persuaded of them and embraced them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Embrace. Come up here, Brother Dan. Help me just a minute. Embrace. I love this man right here. He loves me.
Yes, sir. We embrace each other.
Right.
And we hold on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Amen.
I'm telling you,
amen,
you better embrace those promises that God left you down here. If you don't, He may get to the place to where He might say, they don't even care.
Come on, brother.
Anymore.
Come on, brother.
About the home that I have prepared for them. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
If I go and prepare that place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Come on, hallelujah. Preach.
We have nothing here better than heaven. We have nothing better here than to fellowship with the Father and the holy angels. and to fellowship with those that's gone on before us. I don't know. Brother Ross, you're just getting homesick and you may leave for long. I don't know. That's in the hands of God.
Right.
But I tell you one thing, I have not quit looking for that eternal city which God hath gone to prepare for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims.
Right.
In this land.
Yes.
On the earth. They never turned back.
No.
They didn't turn back. In verse 15, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned.
Oh, yeah.
They might have had opportunity to have returned. I'm just kind of, surmising here a little bit, or just, you know, might have, could have been this way. You know, when the servant Eliezer went to get his son a bride, he said, perhaps she won't come back with me. Shall I take him back there? He said, no. No, 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 no. God called me out of that. I ain't going back in that. I ain't going back into that. Come on, somebody help me preach. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not going back into that. He delivered me out of that. Why would I want to go back into that? Oh, no, 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 no. You leave her there. Amen. But if my son don't go, if she don't come, my son ain't going back. I could almost hear the servants getting together. You know how they get together when they got a little time off, you know, and they've got their duties done. They go to talking, just like us. Go to talking. I can almost hear them saying, you know, I kind of miss the old country. I kind of miss the old country. Yeah. Eliezer probably heard him over talking. He went to Abraham and said, you better have a talk with them boys.
Yeah.
They got their eyes set on going back.
Right. Come on now.
Now, you won't find that in the Bible, but I mean, it could have happened like this.
Right.
It happens with us.
Yeah.
And so, they, you know, Abraham come out one morning and met with them. He said, boys, let me tell you something. I don't want to hear no more talk about going back. He said, we're not going back. We're looking for that eternal city. We ain't going back. You hear what I'm saying to you this morning? I am not going back. I've made up my mind. I am not turning around.
Jesus.
I'm looking for a city who has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. That's what I'm looking. Hallelujah. And truly, if they had been mindful, yes, they could have returned. But they weren't mindful. They didn't return. They longed for a better land. Verse 16. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God. Now you listen to this. They desire a better country.
Yeah.
That is an heavenly. Because of this, God is not ashamed to be called their God. For He hath prepared for them a city.
Right.
I wonder sometimes if we don't get so carried up or tied up and carried away with this down here. Until sometime maybe God is ashamed to be called our God. I'm just going to tell you, I'm homesick. I'm homesick. I am. You said, Brother Ross, I don't understand that. Well, really, I don't have that much to hold me here. Like I told you, I signed my place over to my oldest daughter. All the rest of them has a place, and she didn't. She's there in the ministry. So I just sign it over and give it to her. Her and her husband. And sometimes it's got a lot of things that needs to be done to it. And I work on things. It's when I feel like it, and when I've got time and got money, I work on it.
Yeah.
But that's not my home.
Yeah, come on, man.
Right. That's not my home.
Right, brother. Amen.
It's not my home.
No. That's my home. Whose builder and maker is God, which hath foundations. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Hallelujah. That's the one I'm looking for. That's the one I want to go home to. Yes, I'm going to go back to Florida if time lasts and everything. But I'm telling you, I want to go to that home. I am homesick for heaven.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. I don't have time this morning for all of it. It's got plenty of room for everyone.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about
right.
not being enough room.
Right,
1,500 miles both ways.
On,
1,500 miles high. They said, I don't know who figured it, but somebody figured it up and said, if every human being that's ever been born on the face of this earth from the beginning until now, until Jesus comes, if they went to heaven, if they got saved and went to heaven, there would be plenty of room in that city.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One building, 1,500 miles both ways, 1,500 miles straight up. You know, some great architects in this country. Great architects. America's not behind in architects. I'm telling you. Great architects. And they built some fantastic buildings. Now we're trying to outdo China. You know, they got one taller than us now. So we're trying now to outdo China, you know, and get it back, you know. We used to have the tallest building. We don't anymore. China's got that one. And I don't know why we're trying to outdo them. I mean, we've got plenty to be satisfied with. And they built some fantastic cities. They built some great buildings. Man has built and said, look at here what we've done. Look at here. They show it off. Pictures of it, amen, in the movies, and pictures of it, amen, and print them out and send them out so men will be standing in awe of what man has done. Amen. And God has looked at them. But one day, New Jerusalem is coming down from God out of heaven and set upon the face of this earth, and God's going to say, look what I have done. Hallelujah. Look what I have done. Amen.
Nothing to compare.
Built by the hand of God. Built by the hand of God. Hallelujah. The redeemed of all the nations are going to live there and go there. Obedience is the condition of the entrance to it. Obedience. Sometimes I know my own heart and I know my own mind and my own soul. God has to reveal to me every now and then. But I know sometimes that I'm not as obedient as I need to be. You can look at me if you want to. You might do your eyes like that. If we all could stand up and say anything right here. We said there's been times when I wasn't as obedient to God as I needed to be. That's one of the conditions of getting there.
It's a condition.
Obedience.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I feel His presence here this morning. Obedience. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates and to that city. Obedience.
Amen.
Obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Just a little rundown here. They saw them afar off. They were persuaded of them. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They were mindful, not mindful of that country they came out of.
That's right.
They did not return.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm not turning back. No turning back.
Right, brother.
No turning back.
Go ahead.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. They confessed that they were what? Strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
Yeah.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger,
yeah,
traveling through this world below. There is no sickness, toil, or danger,
right,
to that fair land to which I go. I'm going there to see my Savior, who said He'd meet me when I come. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. This form will rest beneath the sod. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in my home with God. I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed for me His precious blood. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home.
Amen.
I'll soon be free.
Amen.
From every trial. This form may rest beneath the sod.
Yeah.
I'll drop that cross of self-denial.
Yeah.
I'm going to enter in to my home with God.
Yes. Amen.
I'm going there to see Jesus. I want to see Him. There's nothing down here worth holding on to. Some of you this morning needed this message. You needed this message because you're caught up in what you have right here. And it holds first place in your life instead of Jesus holding first place in your life. I'm telling you, your bank account, this nation we're living in, your bank account, you could get up in the morning and not have a dime in it. But I tell you, they cannot take that title of that home in heaven away from you. They can't take it away from us, Brother Dan. Woo! Stand to your feet with us. Stand to your feet with us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Him. You need to fall in love with that city all again. Amen. Woo. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Heaven for me. Heaven for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going there to see Jesus.
That's right, brother. Amen.
That's my first choice.
Yeah. Amen.
Got a dad and mother there. And I believe they made it. But Jesus is first.
Right.
He's first. I just. Oh God. If you took some of you, took your living here away from you, amen, took your bank account, took your home, took a lot of other things away from you, amen, I can tell you right now, you'd backslide.
Come on now. Come on.
Yeah, you'd backslide. That's right. There you go.
You hear what I'm saying to you this morning. We are to get our eyes on heaven. Amen. And off of this world and on heaven.
Come on, brother. Come on.
When Jesus was leaving his disciples. Amen. And they said, Lord, he said, I'm going away. But I'm going to come again. And I'm going to receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Somebody needs to worship Him. Somebody needs to praise Him.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going home.
Yes. Yes. Is He first and foremost in your life this morning? Is heaven more precious than what you got in the bank?
Oh yeah, come on.
I think sometimes if we didn't have very much, we'd be better off.
Right, that's the truth. Hey. That's the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it, Dan. I don't know what to do with it. Come on.
Oh, could you sing that song again? Yeah, you play a guitar, grab one.
I don't know what key to play it in.
Sing it again, man. I hear it again.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world below. There is no sickness, toil, nor danger. To that fair land to which I go. I'm going there to see my Savior who shed for me His precious blood. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial, this form may rest beneath the sod. I'm gonna drop the cross of self-denial and enter in my home with God. I'm going there to see my Savior who shed for me His precious blood. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. This form will rest beneath the sod. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in my home with God. Hallelujah. You can't get any better than that. You can't get any better than that. Amen. That's the climax. That is the end. That is the reward. Amen. That is the time when we're going to rejoice. Amen. Hang on to your riches if you want to. But I'm telling you, when Jesus calls, I ain't got nothing here. I can't turn loose. I don't have anything I cannot turn a loose on. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, his presence is here. Brother Dan.
Amen. Amen.